Hey, Loco sports fans. When you hear Horizon Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, think advanced, local, and specialized therapy care. The team at Horizon prides themselves on the diversity of their 30-plus specialized treatment programs, including advanced sports medicine and orthopedic care, as they offer the area's only Alter-G treadmill and have an indoor heated resistance therapy pool. For nearly 15 years, Horizon's outpatient, physical, occupational, and sports medicine programs have been addressing the needs of athletes, weekend warriors, and their fans. At any level, at any age or stage, their specialized therapists and athletic trainers are ready to get you back in the game. Visit horizonrehabilitation.com for more information or call 843-671-REHAB. That's 843-671-REHAB. Horizon Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, proud sponsors of LocoSports.com.
This is the Loco Sit Down with your hosts, Justin Jarrett and Wes Kerr.
Hey, Loco sports fans, welcome to another Loco Sit Down. And it's a special one today because we are talking to the lower state champion and hopefully by Saturday afternoon, the state champion coach of the Hilton Head High boys basketball team, Shane Brown, joining us today a few days before that big state championship game. And man, it has been so much fun to cover you guys. So I know it's been an absolute blast, the ride you've been on. Tell us just a little bit about how exciting this run has been and just how much fun it is to see Seahawk basketball, you know, reaching new heights.
It's been a really fun ride. I mean, just to watch the boys and see the excitement on the boys' faces and just to watch them get better every single day of practice, every single game. It's been a process. I think we started off a little slow, but now I think we're going on all cylinders. So it's been fun, and it's good to see Seahawk basketball reach these heights.
Tell me about the excitement on the bus ride home from James Island after taking down Hartsville. What was that experience like, bringing your team to a state championship game and getting it done?
The bus ride was exciting as always. The kids like to play their music. They're just excited, just making fun, just having fun after every win. So it was really exciting, and just to, again, just to see how excited they are makes me excited as well.
You obviously knew last year you had a good thing going. I mean, you guys had a solid season. You had a lot of people coming back. You knew it was going to be a good year. And then Will McCracken fell in your lap. He came back to Hilton Head. And it really just elevated, you know, everything about that team, it felt like. Do you feel like he was able to come in and make that team better, make everyone around him better the way it looks like from the outside?
Oh, most definitely. He came in and made everyone better. Just his knowledge of the game, you know, he helps the kids. He's like a coach on the floor. like you said, I knew we were going to have a special group coming in this year with everybody that we had returning and everybody that I knew was coming up from JV. We had a talented JV team. So I knew this year was going to be special. But yeah, like you said, he elevated our game tremendously. And it shows.
Speaking on that, tell me about the growth and the chemistry that this team has shown throughout the year. You lost two games early to a strong Richmond Hill team when you kind of were in the middle of really developing this team. How has the chemistry kind of evolved from beginning to the end of the season, and how has it improved to this high-powered offense and that lockdown defense we're seeing now?
Like I said, it's a process. I mean, you have to take your lumps early. And I think that's what we did. And when we played those two Richmond Hill games, I saw a lot of holes in our defense, and that's what we worked on. And it's been to a point now where we feel comfortable that we can do more things defensively, where we just didn't have the basics. We didn't work together as a team. But as you could see from the first Richmond Hill game to the second game, our defense got a little bit better. And it showed in the outcome of the game, and it just keeps getting better as we go on. So,
Yeah, I think it's absolutely important to test yourself early, like you said, and you know, figure out where the holes in the foundation are. You guys did a great job of correcting those mistakes and building, you know, as the season went along. But I think you also benefited from a much more competitive region than we've seen over the years, especially on the boys' side. You know, there have been years where it wasn't that strong top to bottom. But I think if you look at this year and the fights that you got from, you know, the third, fourth, fifth place teams, you know, I think you were tested pretty well in the region. Do you feel like the overall quality is rising?
Yeah, I definitely think the quality in the region has been rising. It helps to bring in James Allen, Lucy Beckham, who's just getting started. But I knew for sure Buford was going to be really good too, because they really didn't lose anybody in the pieces they had last year. You know, we struggled with them as well. I know Bluffton had a really good JV team last year, and they moved those kids up. So I know they're going to be good next year and from years to come. And May River's always solid. So it just, you know, I knew it was going to be a good year for our region, and it showed in how tough our games were this year. Yeah.
Coming into this year, I mean, we knew James Island was a top five team in 4A, and not only did you take them down once, you swept them three times, including in the region championship game. Tell me what the key was to prepare for that squad and how you made that statement early, taking down at home, then beating them on the road and then getting them one last time to win the region title. How big was that to take care of this James Island team, not once, but three times?
The first time we knew they had some good players, but it's different watching them on film and seeing them in person. So once we saw who they were, it's a lot easier to scheme and do things to try to prevent them from doing what they like to do. And I think it was apparent from the first game to the second game and the third game. It's just we were just more prepared for who they were. They were a great team, so we had to focus in, especially on Bailey Wiseman, who's a great player, and Cohen Gaskins. First couple games he didn't get going, but the last game he really got going. I think he had like 20 some odd points and 13 in the fourth quarter. So that was the fear. I mean, he wasn't hot the first two games, and then he got hot the second game. We're fortunate for us, they both didn't get hot on the same game. So, you know.
You talk about the game planning, the scheming. You guys are tough to game plan for because you can do a little bit of everything. I mean, you can get out and run the break and get out in transition. You can pressure people. You can sit in the half court set if you need to. Is that a little bit by design so that when you get to that postseason and you see different looks, you have some tools in your bag, you can make some adjustments and show a little bit different look if something's not working?
We prepare for a lot, but we only do, I guess, in the regular season, do what we need to. But we always practice things that we don't actually do in the game. And, you know, the kids are like, oh, Coach Brown, why don't we do this? I'm like, we don't need to do all of that right now. Let's just focus on like getting better defensively, and let's have solid half court defense. And that's the foundation to everything else we do. I think if your half court defense, especially in man, is solid, it's easy for you to do other things, because the concepts of man boil over into 2-3. They boil over into press and like how you help and how you shift and things like that. So my focus was just trying to work on our half court offense, our defense, and make sure that was solid before we try to do anything else. Because if you can find holes in half court offense where you have less space, if you expand that, it's only going to magnify those problems. So we tried to keep everything compact at first, before we spread it out.
Yeah, and I think a major part of this team's success has been that transition offense sparked by your lockdown half-court defense. And, you know, it's only gotten more lethal this year with those stars and Suma and McCracken. Tell me how this transition game has really sparked this team, especially with the passing, the vision that Alex Smith has brought at point guard this year, and then the shooting of Adam Clark has been outstanding as well. Tell me all about how these components have really molded together to create an outstanding unit on both ends.
I don't know. I'm always a firm believer of defense first. Like defense, good defense turns into offense. Me personally, when I played, it was always fun to try to lock a team down and then go right at them. Those are the easiest points to get are points in transition. So if you are able to get those opportunities to score in transition, hey, why not go and do it? And it all starts on stopping a team on defense. And there's a pride that comes in that, not letting a team score on you or not letting your person beat you. And I think that whole aspect in the competitive guys that we have, you know, it just boils over into the whole transition game. And then it turns into fun for them, especially they like to see their teammates dunk the ball. So they really want to, you know, try to stop them so they get dunks. Sometimes I'm looking at the film, I see them jumping up and down before it even happens because they're so excited and they just want to see it happen.
Yeah, you guys definitely feed off that energy as well as your fans. I mean, we started using that Dunk Island hashtag after that big win over James Island in the region tournament. And I think that pretty well encapsulates, you know, just kind of the excitement level, the energy, the personality of this team a little bit. You know, I mean, you guys are just exciting. You like to energize each other and excite each other. Did you kind of see that build as the season went along, as they started to gain some confidence in the way they were playing, in the style, and in what they could do to electrify their teammates and their crowd? Did you see that, you know, kind of starting to build up as the year went along?
I did. I mean, fortunately, I mean, we have a great group of kids who are always rooting each other on from top to bottom. It doesn't matter what's going on. They're always rooting for each other. They're always joking. They actually treat each other like a family. So it's like if you are ever walk into the gym, they're constantly arguing and things like that. It's just they just go back and forth, but 2 minutes later they're back to be, you know, being just like I said, just like brothers. So it's really like a complete family from top to bottom. They really enjoy each other's company. And I think that helps and shows on the court.
And you mentioned the complete family. Of course, you know how good Will McCracken and Sam Suma have been, but this team has really thrived on their depth, whether it's been Trayvon Frazier, Kedrick Black, Caris Campbell, Zach Morris. What have those bench players brought to this team? It seems like every night, at least one of them makes an enormous impact that really helps swing the outcome.
They've been really good. I've had to kind of challenge them because, you know, we have a full roster and only five guys can play at a time. So they have been really well with challenging each other, competing against each other, and I think that's what makes them so good. So you can come off of the bench with a lot of different people or a lot of different looks because they challenge each other at practice. And that helps. So, and I always try to tell them to think about, like, this is going to be your best competition you're going to play. So play each other, like make them go at each other so that when they get in the game, they're used to this type of pressure, this type of offense, somebody going at them. So, with that mentality, I think it helps with the guys that are coming in off of the bench with their confidence because they're going against an all-state player every day. They're going against an all-region player every year. They're going against a D1 football player. So they're going against these great athletes, and it just helps their confidence when they go into the game against other people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you play the way you practice. There's no doubt about it. It's proven true time and time again. Anytime you make it to a state championship game as a coach, it's going to be incredibly exciting. But for you, there's a lot more layers to this. I mean, you're a local guy, a Seahawk graduate, played on the last best team back in 2001. So what has this meant to you personally? I mean, I see on Facebook all the outpouring of support from friends and family members, from you know, both sides of the bridge. And it really feels like a community effort here because in part, you know, one of our own is the coach. So what has that meant to you to see that outpouring from not only the Hilton Head High community, but from throughout the Loco?
The thing that gets me is when I went to school here and I graduated in 2002, Hilton Head and Bluffton went to Hilton Head High School. So to me, that's my community. Yeah. I'm from Bluffton. So the kids that are on May River, the kids that are on Bluffton, those are my family members. So I root for everybody. So like it's my community is Hilton Head, my community is Bluffton, my community is May River. You know, I have family all throughout the Low Country, Beaufort, Charleston, Savannah. So to me, this is all my family, and it just shows that with their support. So a lot of those parents of those kids at Bluffton High School and May River High School all went to Hilton Head. So there's that sense of community, and that's what I think, you know, sometimes is lost, is like, this is all one community. Though we all go to different schools, it's all one community. So I root for May River, I root for Bluffton, of course, except when we play them. But, you know, to me, it's all one big community. Like, I feel if everywhere I go, I feel that I'm taking Bluffton, Hilton Head on my back. Like, I'm a representation of that. And I think it shows with the support and the people who are out there, you know, giving me thanks or whatever.
Philosophically aligned on that front.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Well, you played this program, of course, back in the early 2000s. And tell me about the lessons you learned as a student athlete for the Seahawk program, the run that you went on deep into the postseason, how that run kind of grew the competitive and hardworking aspects of basketball that you have learned and that you've translated now to the coach of this alma mater.
The lessons that I've learned, I mean, is just, you got to give it your all. You have to compete every day. And I know we found it fun in competing against each other. We found it fun in going against your teammate and shutting them down for a practice. But that didn't cause any animosity between us. That just only drove us even more to try to do better. So if you shut me down today, I'm coming at you tomorrow. You're not going to shut me down tomorrow. And that whole competitive spirit kind of drove us as a team, and it brought us together when we played. We were as thick as thieves when we played. We were all friends. We all hung out together. You know, when something went down or whatever, like, we knew that guy would be there on the court. If somebody came and knocked you down, like, your teammates were there to pick you up. So I knew that, you know, the closer you are to your teammates and stuff like that, it all helps in the long run, because, you know, you're not just playing for yourself, but you're playing for the guys that are next to you.
Well, you've faced some very tough challenges already in the postseason, and you've got another one coming at you on Saturday for sure. South Point is always a quality squad, and it's going to be a big challenge. What do you guys have to do well on Saturday to come home with that state championship trophy?
I think it's just be true to who we are. One is we have to withstand the pressure. They like to push the ball in transition. They attack the boards. So we just have to be true to who we are. We have to make sure we focus on the little things. The little things are usually what determines the outcome of a big game like that. It's like who boxes out on the crucial possessions, who doesn't turn the ball over, you know, who manages their team right, who can execute in their plays. So I think the biggest thing is just refining and making sure that we are running on all cylinders, and then we're sharp for Saturday.
Who makes free throws?
that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, that's absolutely a big important piece on who wins this game. And you mentioned their aggressiveness this morning, South Point. How would you like to see your guys match that intensity and handle the aggressive play of the Stallion team? And you also mentioned that I mean, they can rebound. Both teams can rebound the ball. And how much do you think this one could also come down to battle the boards, and which team will be able to get those second chance and third chances at the rim?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely boils down to who can who will be able to rebound and things like that. I don't necessarily say we want to match their aggressiveness. I just want us to be able to withstand their pressure and just stay true to who we are. Don't let them speed us up. Don't let them push them off of our spots. We just want to be who we are. I know a little early, especially when we played Myrtle Beach, that was a tough game because they really got into us. That was the first team that really like pressured us. So, but from then on, we were able to, I think that game prepared us for the next two games. And we were a lot more poised, a lot more calm, especially when they pressured us full court. Point guards, Alex handled it really well. Jaden Gilliam last game handled it really well. When they tried to pressure us, like if they try to pressure you and you withstand the pressure, now it's on them, because now they're in a position, they're making themselves vulnerable because you're under control. When they pressure you and then you lose all sense of what you're doing, then that's in their favor. But I think if we stay poised and stay true to who we are, I think we'll be okay.
We haven't really talked about yet that it's going to be sad news for you in a couple of days, but it's really happy right now. You have so many seniors, and it's such a factor when you get to this point in the season where, you know, up until now, they've known it could be their last game. Now they know it's their last game. As a coach, you know, how wonderful is it to have that many talented and experienced kids, you know, who you know are leaving it all on the line on Saturday? That can be a major factor in a big game, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you play basketball, when you play any sport, I mean, the ultimate goal is to make it to this point. So knowing that your last game will be a championship game, it means a lot. And then for the nine juniors that we have, just to get a taste of something like this, just to get a taste to know that, hey, we can do this, is only going to fuel everything, I think, for Saturday and for years to come.
Coach, take me back to that first season, 2019-2020. I think that's when you guys really established your identity of that defense-first mentality. How did setting that foundation last year help pave the way for the state championship season, especially in James Island this week, shutting down a tremendous player like Cesar Edwards?
I just think it's defense. It's a hard thing to perfect. So when you start a season, especially your first season, where kids are used to playing zone and then you switch it up and you're playing man, there's this period where everything's going to seem like it's not working. So it's just getting the kids to buy into and realizing that we're not playing for the first few games of the season, though we want to win every game. But the bigger thing is to be in good shape for when we reach the region and now the state championship game, like it plays off. Like we talked about the Richmond Hill game. The first game, we had a lot of holes. Second game, the holes weren't as big. And then now to where we are, I think our defense is in a pretty good position. But, you always can become better. So, you know, there's still some things that we want to work on this week before we get to the game on Saturday.
Well, finally, Coach, just an incredible position to be in, going up to a state championship game on Saturday. Win or lose, what are you going to take away from this season? What are you going to remember about this incredible Seahawk basketball season?
What I'm going to take is just a season full of kids who like to have fun, who want to compete, and who really believed in themselves. Because sometimes as adults, we go through things and we know what could happen, everything that could go wrong. And I think we could learn from kids and just having that I guess you say, like, not knowing the boundaries or what could happen and just say, hey, we're going to win states. not to know, you know, what could happen, like the odds of things happening that need to go in your favor and all those things. Just a bunch of guys who believed from the beginning, you know, that they could go to states, and they proved it to everybody that's watching.
Outstanding. What a run it's been, Coach. And I'm sure you've had many mentors throughout the way, the success over the years, but tell me about some that have stood out and that have really helped you grow to the successful coach that you are now.
I have been around a lot of good coaches, from me playing in high school to me being a student manager at USC, to me being an assistant middle school coach, then me being a head middle school coach and things like that. So there's been a lot of people that have helped me and supported me throughout this whole process. I'm sure you know Greg Elliott was my coach in high school. When I went to Hopkins Middle School, I started under a guy named Carol Kelly, who, you know, I still talk to this day and gives me a lot of perspective on things. Then my coaches that were around me, I had a guy named Austin Jeffries who was around me, the girls coach at Hopkins Middle School, the guy who helped me a little later, Carlos Harrington. And then just being in the coaching culture in Columbia, there are a lot of coaches that you meet up there. You get to become familiar with them and see them. Like I was in Columbia to watch like Laura Richland. I was there to watch AC Flores, the Dreers, you know. So I've seen these guys work and operate and got to spend some time talking to them. And then before I was teaching, I also was a student manager for Don Staley. So I've got to be kind of like a fly on the wall in just watching her build that program from where it was. They had a bunch of losing seasons. And just to see how competitive that she was, even though they were losing, she just couldn't accept it. You know, so just to be around those people and to see how they operate and it kind of helps form who you are into who I am. And I just kind of took pieces from each one of those people and still kind of lean on them today to help me to where I am today.
Coach, what a 2 years it's been for you. You know, when you took over at the helm of this program, what was your vision? What was your goal for Hilton High basketball? And then how amazing is it to be right here now, one win away from a championship, the first ever appearance for Hilton High School in a basketball state championship game?
Who would have thought we would have been where we are right here at this point so early? But my vision is I just – through all of my experience watching basketball and at different levels, my approach is just to teach kids to understand the game of basketball. So wherever the kids are, I have to start from where they are and just take them to their potential in the time that I have them. So it's hard to say that, hey, yes, we're gonna win a championship. That's always the goal. But you see to where they start. My goal is at the end of the season that the kids are a lot better than they were at the beginning. That kids can understand basketball. They can watch a basketball game and understand why people are doing things, not just sit there and watch, oh, that was a good move, that was a good dunk, but understand how did this person get open? Like just to understand the game from that perspective. And that's just my whole approach in teaching the basketball, is just to get kids to understand the game of basketball, whether they're going to continue to play basketball or just watch basketball after they leave high school.
Focus on the process and the results will follow, right? I mean, that's what it boils down to. If you do the things the right way, the rest will take care of itself. So obviously off to a great start, year two playing for a state championship. And we look forward to covering your career for many, many more years. And hopefully this will become a regular thing for you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you guys always.
Thanks so much, Shane Brown, Hilton Head High Seahawks boys basketball coach, going for the state championship at noon on Saturday in Aiken against South Point. Check it out. Check out all our coverage over on locosports.com after the game. Thanks, Coach, and go get that state championship, buddy.
All right, thank you, guys. Take care.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Loco Sit Down. Thanks so much to Shane Brown for joining us. Thanks to you for listening. Until next time, go Loco.